Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. God bless you tonight. God bless you tonight, people of God. And we want to welcome you to, again, this open heaven. We give God thanks. We give God praise for all that he's done. We thank him for this day, this time, this hour. People of God, here we are assembled yet again. And we just bless the Lord on tonight. We bless him for his goodness. We bless him tonight, for truly he's been good to us, and we owe him a praise. Amen. We owe him a praise from the rising of the sun unto the going down of the same. The name of the Lord is to be praised. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. You ought to have a hallelujah on the inside. You ought to have a praise that you just can't keep to yourself. Amen. Glory be to God. It's that combustible praise, that praise that every time I think of the goodness of the Lord, hallelujah, my soul just cry out, hallelujah. Listen, I'm talking about being overcome in your praise. Be overcome with the praise that is on the inside of you. That's a beautiful thing. That's a beautiful thing. So we bless God on tonight. We welcome you again to the Prayer News Network Global, each and every one of you. I want to ask you, people of God, to go ahead and invite a couple of people to come and be with you on tonight. Go ahead and invite people of God. Listen, if we don't invite them, listen, they may not come, but we want to be on post always, glory to God, and by the leading of the Lord, invite, amen, invite someone to come and be with you on tonight. We're grateful. Truly, God is doing great things here on this Prayer News Network, and people of God, we're so grateful. We're so glad. I'm telling you, I don't know about you, but I'm glad about it, amen. It's another day, another hour, and I'm glad about it. Has not the Lord blessed us immensely these past 3 days? Glory to God with our prophet Virgil. We thank God for him. Amen. Thank God for him availing himself in the service of the Lord. And we thank God on tonight, people of God, because God has sent yet another servant unto us. And we give God thanks. We give God praise. People of God, we pray that you're eating this word. We pray that you're getting this word. We pray that all that you want from the Lord, that you're getting it. Amen. So we bless God tonight. We thank God tonight. Amen. We just bless him. Glory be to God. Again, listen, as always, we want you to go ahead and invite a couple of people to come and be with you on tonight. People of God, invite them. Invite. Amen. Glory to God. Right while the park, well, listen, get them early. Glory to God. Amen. And if you don't get them early when the Holy Ghost unctions you, go ahead and send out that text message. Tell somebody to come and be with you on tonight. We thank God for you again. We thank God for those of you that are dialed in. We thank God for those of you that are listening via Facebook. We thank God for those of you that are listening via blog radio. We thank God for you. We thank God for your tuning in. We thank God for lending us that listening ear to hear what thus saith the Lord. Amen. What is he saying to you? What is he saying expressly unto you? Amen. That's what matters. Isn't that right? That's right. So we bless God tonight. We thank him tonight, amen, for all of you. And people of God, want you to go ahead and get your pencil and paper ready for what the Lord will say unto us tonight, or your iPad if you're taking notes. Glory be to God. Or your phone if you're taking notes. Go ahead, invite, amen. Prepare and get yourself ready on tonight. Truly, we know that there's a word from the Lord. We have no doubt about it. We have no doubt about it, people of God. But when the Lord sends us forth his word, people of God, there's a gathering. The scripture says that where there are two or three, says that he would be in the midst. Amen. And we know that there are so many more than two or three out there listening on tonight. For we know that the Spirit of the Lord is in the midst of us. Emmanuel, God is with us. So we give him thanks. Again, we give him praise. I want you to go ahead and invite a couple of people to come. People of God, it's Friday night. It is Friday night. Yes, people of God, it's Friday night live. Friday night live right here on the PNN. And then on Saturday, it's going to be Saturday night live. How about that? Amen. Glory be to God. So however God wants to do it, we want him to do it. Amen. We want him to have his way in the midst of us. We want him to do what he will in the precious name of Jesus. While you're inviting people of God, while you're looking at those phones, I just want to take time out to always acknowledge my leaders, giving God thanks and praise first and foremost to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who is the head of this line. We give God thanks. We give God praise for that on tonight. We bless him. We thank him. Glory to God, for he has breathed upon us, people of God, and we're moving forth in the power of God. Giving God thanks and praise tonight for our celestial intercessor, the late Apostle Dr. S.C. James. Thanking God for him tonight. He indeed is a trailblazer in ministry. And we thank God for his life, his dedication, his sacrifices made to carry forth the gospel in the earth. So we thank God for him on tonight. Want to thank God, glory be to God, for our founding mother, Carrie James. We're always praying for her, praying for the first family on tonight. Just thanking God on tonight, people of God. Just giving them thanks for these that have sacrificed and made great sacrifices for us. And for this, we give God thanks. For this, we give God praise. Amen. Just thanking him tonight for our senior apostle on tonight, senior apostle and prophet, Samuel Huggins James. And thanking God tonight, glory to God, for Lady Rachel James. Thanking God for them. Amen. The ministry, the Hour of Life Ministries. Amen. This EPC Nation, glory be to God. Churches, EPC, churches worldwide. Amen. Thanking God tonight for, amen, Jesus, our presiding bishop, Bishop K.A. Tina. Thanking God for him. Glory to God, he's as well my pastor. Thanking God for him. Thanking God for elect Lady Doris Tina. We give God thanks and praise for these men and women of God that are in place. Amen. The Lord set them, amen, in place. And we thank God for them holding their places, amen, in the body of Christ. We give God thanks and praise on tonight, people of God, for our PNN advisors, each and every one of them. We give God thanks. We give God praise. Yes, yes, yes. We praise the Lord for them, each and every one of them, and the capacities that they hold in this outreach ministry. Truly, people of God, we can't do it on our own, but we thank God for collectively the Lord has sent people, willing vessels that have come to help us continue to uphold this ministry and go forth in Jesus' name. Thanking God tonight, people of God, as always, for our prayer warrior. Thanking God tonight for our scripture reader, as always. Thanking God for these young ladies, amen. They are, glory be to God, they are dedicated, amen. They are committed to the work, amen, to commit it, amen, to help in whatever area they can. So we give God thanks and we give God praise for them. Amen, Jesus, we bless the Lord, amen, for you. We bless God for you on tonight, for you who are listening, for you, glory be to God, who are texting, for you who are even at this moment sending out this broadcast so that others can get on, so that others can see. We thank God for you. We love you. We appreciate you. Those that are listening internationally, we thank God for you. We love you. We appreciate you. Thank you for your dedication, your time, your commitment to come and be a part of this Prayer News Network Global. Amen. Again, people of God, we want you to go ahead and invite a couple of people to come. We're getting ready. We're getting ready for the word on tonight. We are getting ready. Glory be to God. Truly, there is a word from the Lord. And we just give God thanks, and we give him praise in advance. We give him praise in advance for the word. Amen. Glory be to God. So tonight, people of God, we give God thanks and praise for our speaker tonight. Thanking the Lord. Glory to God for the man of God. Thanking God for him, for his sacrifice to come and be with us always. Every Friday night, we thank God. He's always available, amen, Jesus, ready to do the will of the Lord. And we have been blessed by his ministry. We've been blessed, amen, by his teaching. We've been blessed by his wisdom And we thank God on tonight, people of God, he is in place. He's ready, amen, Jesus, to share what the Lord has given unto him. We thank God he's coming to us, people of God, out of Atlanta, Georgia. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, God, for the word ministry that is within him. We thank God on tonight, people of God. Tonight, our speaker is none other than Minister Craig Cannon. People of God, coming to us by way of Applied Word Ministries. Amen. Applied Word Ministries. But before he comes, people of God, we're going to sanctify the line, get ourselves ready, pull our hearts and our minds in. We are preparing to go into the presence of the Lord. So we're going to have Missionary Fan, if she will come and sanctify the line for us on tonight. Glory to God. And then immediately after her, we're going to ask Sister Mary Holland if she would come with our scripture reading. And then, people of God, the very next voice that you will hear will be that of God's servant on tonight, none other than Minister Craig Cannon. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Praise
you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. The psalm says, when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he has done for me, oh, my soul cries out, hallelujah, I thank God for saving me. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he has done for me, well, my soul cries out, hallelujah, I thank God for saving me. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. For my soul cries out, hallelujah, hallelujah, I thank God for saving me. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 Jesus. Glory to your name tonight, Lord God. Glory to your name. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come tonight, Lord God, just say hallelujah. Just to give you the highest praise on tonight, Lord God. We come tonight, Lord God, just thanking you for your goodness and your mercy. Thanking you, Lord God, for your favor, Lord God. Thanking you, Lord God, for all your many blessings that you stored upon us, Lord God. We come tonight, Lord God, just to lift you up in the beauty of holiness. We come tonight, Lord God, asking you tonight to look on each and every one of us, Lord God, on this line tonight, every home, Lord God, that's represented tonight on this line, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, every country, Lord God, every state, Lord God, every city, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come tonight, Lord God, asking you to look upon us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come tonight, Lord God, asking you to forgive us, Lord God, for all our sins, Lord God, for all our many sins, Lord God, for all our iniquities, Lord God, for all transgressions, for all the things that we may have said, all the things that we may have done this day, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we come tonight with a repentant heart, Lord God, for we realize and know that we can't come before you any kind of way, Lord God. And perhaps, Lord God, we have made some mistakes along the way, Lord God. But we come tonight, Lord God, asking you to look upon us, Lord God, and create in us a clean heart, Lord God, and renew a right spirit within us tonight. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come tonight, Lord God, asking you to move by your spirit and by your power, Lord God. Tonight, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come tonight, Lord God, asking you to have your way, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, let your perfect will be done. Tonight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we come tonight, Lord God, asking you to move, Lord God, by your spirit and by your power, Lord God. Touch, Lord God, heal the sick, Lord God. Lord God, we're asking you right now, Lord God, to save the lost, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we're asking you tonight, Lord God, to be the lifter of somebody hung down here tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, look on the bereaved family tonight, Lord God. Lord God, I'm asking you right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, to dry the tears away, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come tonight, Lord God, asking you to save that boy, that girl, Lord God, that man, that woman. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we're asking you tonight, Lord God, to bring them to repentance, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, somebody want to be saved tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, saved tonight, Lord God. Filled with your Holy Ghost, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank you right now for it in advance, Lord God. We thank you for your word on tonight, Lord God. We thank you for the man of God that's going to bring forth the word tonight, Lord God. Help us to have us to hear what the Spirit will be saying unto us tonight. In the name of Jesus, help us to receive it, Lord God. Help us not only be hearers, Lord God, but help us to be doers of your word, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, move this night for Minister Bradley, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, strengthen the Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, refresh him, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, bless him, Lord God. Lord God, for you see and you know everything, Lord God. Move on her behalf this night, Lord God. And Lord God, again, we say thank you. We say we magnify you. We say we glorify you. We lift you up tonight, Lord God, because truly you are worthy, Lord God. You are worthy of every praise, Lord God. And we just be so careful. We'll be so careful, Lord God, to give your name the praise, the glory, to give your name the honor, which you are due in the precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, Jesus. Amen, amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Give it honor to God, to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to the Evangelist Bradley, to our speaker for tonight, to the PNN advisors and prayer warriors, and to you, all of our listeners near and far. Scripture reading will be coming from Colossians, the 3rd chapter, the 12th through the 17th verse, and the 23rd through the 25th verse. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, and long-suffering, forbearing one another and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. And above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in our wisdom, teaching, and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. And whatsoever ye do, do it heartily, as to the Lord and not unto men, knowing that of the Lord ye shall receive the reward of the inheritance. For ye serve the Lord Christ. For he that doeth wrong shall receive for the wrong which he has done, and there is no respect of person. I have read to you the 3rd chapter of Colossians, the 12th through the 17th verse, 23rd through the 25th verse. May God have a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all the doers of his holy word.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Trying to get a sound check here. Can you hear me? Anyone come off of mute?
I hear you, sister.
Okay,
praise God.
Okay, man of God, you have the platform. We thank God for you, and we release the platform unto you.
Okay, praise God. And I will start this again, and I said, Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for another opportunity to minister to these, your sheep. We thank you, Lord, that revelation knowledge will flow freely. It'll flow uninterrupted and unhindered by any evil, satanic, or demonic force. You will speak through our vocal cords, and you will think through my mind. Let it be none of me and all of you, Lord God. And Father, I pray and lift up every person on this phone right now, every person in the name of Jesus. I lift them up in prayer, Father. Bless them in everything they're doing, Lord God. Show your love toward them. Let them know that you're not angry, you're not upset, that everything that they're going through, Lord God, you already saw. And that there's nothing that can separate us from the love of God. Remind them of that, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. God loves you, people of God. He loves you unconditionally. It's not about what you've done or what you haven't done. It's simply because of the blood of Jesus. It's simply because of the sacrifice of Jesus. It's simply because God loved us and he gave his only son to die on the cross for us. If you have your Bibles with you right now, I want you to turn to 1 Timothy chapter 2. Timothy, and go through those four chapters, God willing. And I'm going to show you some things in these chapters. Just some nuggets for you to take and use and apply to your life. Take and use and apply. God wants us to begin to live this word daily, living in our lives. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1. Let's start there. I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men. Be made for all men, not some, but all. So God is telling us four things that we should be doing all the time. This is what I mean by applying the word. We should be supplicating, we should be praying, we should be interceding, and we should be giving thanks. For all men. And now he's going to tell us, what does he mean, all men? For kings, verse 2, and for all that are in authority. For kings and for all that are in authority. We should be supplicating and praying and interceding and giving thanks for kings and for all those in authority. And why should we be doing this? Keep reading. That we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. See, a lot of us don't have peace because we're not doing these four things for all men, and especially for those that are in authority. Those that are in authority over us, those that are in authority, we should be praying for. Those that are in authority make decisions that impact our lives. Whether those decisions be good decisions or bad decisions, they impact our lives. Our responsibility before God is to stay in prayer for them. If we stay in prayer for them, God can give them wisdom on how to govern, on how to lead, and on how to direct and instruct that are under them. Even at your job, you should be praying for your boss. That person is in authority over you. God has allowed them to be put in authority over you. Whether you agree or disagree with it, that's not the point. The point is God says, pray for them, regardless of how you feel about them. The reason you don't have peace is because you're not praying. The reason you don't have peace is because you're not interceding, you're not supplicating, and you're not giving thanks. Praise God for those people that God has allowed to be in authority over you. That's what we are supposed to do. And he says in verse 3 that this is good and acceptable in the sight of God, our Savior. So God is saying, when you do that, this is good and acceptable to him. It's good and it's acceptable to him. Who will have, verse 4, all men to be saved to come unto the knowledge of the truth. God's goal is for all men to be saved and come into the knowledge of the truth. And if we're praying for all men, we're interceding for all men, we're giving thanks for all men, and we're supplicating for all men, then we're working in direct partnership. We're here on the earth. God is in heaven. God has to use people on the earth. God wants us to do certain things. He's given us certain directions and instructions. And he's telling us that as a result of doing this, we'll have peace. We'll have a peaceful, quiet and peaceful life in all godliness and honesty. Now verse 5. For there is one God. Say no more. For there is one God and one mediator between God and man, the man Jesus Christ. See, we have God and we have man. And the only way to the Father is through the Son. So the Son is in between God and man, and that Son is Jesus, who is the Son of God. You cannot get to God without coming through Jesus. There is no other way. And that's what he was saying. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. So what he's saying here is the mediator between God and man is the man, Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all to find in due time. So Jesus was a ransom for all, everyone, globally, worldwide, all over the planet. Whether you're Chinese, Japanese, Korean, African, Australian, British, or American, or any country that I didn't name, Jesus has paid the ransom for all of us. He paid the price. What's that price paying for? The sin of Adam and Eve, the ones who disobeyed God in the beginning. We studied about that in Genesis. But God had to sacrifice only Son to save us. Verse 7, whereunto I am ordained a preacher and an apostle. Now this is Paul talking about he's ordained as a preacher and an apostle. I speak the truth in Christ and lie not. A teacher of the Gentiles in faith and verity. Look at that. A teacher of the Gentiles. A teacher of the Gentiles. He didn't say a teacher of the Jews. He said a teacher of the Gentiles. The Gentiles are the people without God. But a Jew can be a Gentile. See, talking to the Gentiles. He's a teacher of the Gentiles. God sent Paul to the Gentiles to preach the gospel. And I'm going to get into a teaching in that one day when we get back. But I want to show you a mystery of something that the Holy Spirit showed me in the scriptures. That Paul's specific assignment was to teach the Gentiles. And praise God for that, because that's how we got the gospel. Verse 8, I will therefore that men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands without wrath and doubting. I thought that was interesting. Paul said he would rather that men would pray everywhere. Be praying, lifting up their hands without wrath and without doubting. See, you can't doubt when you pray. You know, God don't, a scared prayer is of no effect. You cannot doubt God when you pray. God said it. It's good. It's done. Saying in your head you're not going to doubt, but in your heart you got to have faith. And that's a key point I want to make. See? Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. But when you get saved, it talks about if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, watch this, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead. It didn't say believe in your head. So see, your head is going to try to make sense out of how does a dead man get up and rise up and walk. And you can't make sense out of that in your head knowledge. That's why God said believe in your heart. So you can be doubting in your head, but believe in your heart. God wants us to believe in our heart. God is concerned about the condition of our heart. That's what God's concern is. He wants us to believe in our heart. Verse 9, in like manner also that women adorn themselves in modest apparel with shamefacedness and sobriety, not with broidered hair, gold or pearls or costly array, but, which becometh women professing godliness with good works. Let the woman learn in silence with all subjection, but I suffer not a woman to teach nor to usurp authority over the man, but to be in silence. For Adam was first formed, then Eve, and Adam was not deceived, but the woman being deceived was in transgression. Notwithstanding, she shall be saved in childbearing if they continue in faith and charity and holiness with sobriety. Now, I know looking at those scriptures, it's like, wow, wait a minute now, Lord, you're saying a lot about the woman here. Adam and Eve were one in your sight. When Eve sinned, Adam sinned. It was like they were married. It was the first married couple. They were one. How do I know that? Because Eve came out of Adam. So just remember that. Eve came out of Adam. And understand they are one in God's eyes. And that's what marriage today is supposed to be about. When he says that you leave your mother and you cleave to your wife, you become one in God's sight. That oneness. That oneness. God is very, praise God, God is very into oneness. One God, one mediator, Christ Jesus. Chapter 3, let's go on. This is a true saying, if a man desires the office of a bishop, he desires a good work. A bishop desires a good work. A bishop then must be blameless, the husband of one wife, diligent, sober, and of good behavior, given to hospitality, and apt to teach, not given to wine, nor stricken, nor greedy, filthy lucker, but patient, not to the brawler, nor covetous. Now I'm going to jump down, and we're going to keep going. And I'm going to jump down over here to, yeah, let's keep going, because I want to get to chapter 4. That's where I'm trying to go. So let's keep going. One that ruleth well in his house, this is all in a bishop, one that ruleth well in his house, his children in subjection with all gravity. They're talking about a bishop. For if a man know not how to rule his own house, how shall he take care of the church of God? Look at that. If a man don't know how to rule his own house, how can he take care of the church of God? Not a novice, lest being lifted up with pride, he fall into the condemnation of the devil. Moreover, he must have a good report of them which are without, lest he fall into reproach and the snare of the devil. The devil's always trying to get us to enter into pride. And in Proverbs, it says pride comes before a fall. And even men and women of God who are preaching and teaching the word, they have to be very careful to understand that it's not them. I know it's not me because the majority of the time when I'm saying something, this is my first time hearing it. We are vessels. God speaks through us. And sometimes he can speak through us and to us and also to others. But we are vessels. We are meat for the master's use. And in God's eyes, God uses us how he pleases. There's nothing for us to get puffed up or prideful about because it's not us. It's not about us and it's not coming from us. It's all coming from the Spirit of the living God. Likewise, verse 8, must the deacons be grave, not double-tongued, not given to much wine, not greedy or filthy lover, holding the mystery of faith in a pure conscience, holding the mystery of faith in a pure conscience. Look at that, the mystery of faith. See, it's a mystery. Why is faith such a mystery? We know faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. And we know also that without faith, it is impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. See, faith is a mystery because we need to understand what faith is and how it works. See, faith has no doubting. Faith is a firm conviction or belief that God will do exactly what he said he would do. It's not based evidence. It's based simply on his word because he said it. We don't have to wait to see something to know that God will do exactly what he said he would do. And that's a hard thing for a lot of us because a lot of times we are waiting to see something. We are waiting for something to move, something to happen. And God said, do you trust me? Just trust me. God, in his due time and how he wills, he will do exactly what he said he would do. And you will see that throughout the Bible as you read the scriptures. Hold the mystery of faith in a pure conscience, and let these also first be proved, then let them use the office of a deacon be found blameless. Even so must their wives be grave, not slanderers, sober, faithful in all things. Let the deacons be the husband of one wife, ruling their children and their own house as well. For they that have used the office of a deacon well purchased to themselves a good degree and great boldness in the faith, which is in Christ Jesus. So this is interesting. Through this chapter, he's talking to bishops, and he's talking to deacons. These things I write unto you, hoping to come unto thee shortly. Now, this is Paul's letters. Now, finally, we're going to get to chapter 4, and I'm going to go ahead, verse 15, and get to chapter 4. But I tarry long that thou mayest know that thou oughtest to behave thyself in the house of God. Remember, this is a letter that Paul is writing to Timothy. Behave yourself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and the ground of truth. The ground of truth. The house of God is the ground of truth. There is no other truth in the earth but God's word. And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. There's another mystery. So we have a mystery of faith, and we have also a mystery of godliness. What is the mystery of godliness? Notice it said godliness, and then it has a colon right there. That means God is about to tell you what the mystery of godliness is. Here's the mystery. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, and received up into glory. Look at that. Now let's go through that right quick. The mystery of godliness. You want to know what godliness is, the mystery of it? See, the world can't understand or discern this. If you don't know Christ, you can't begin to understand any of this stuff. Because the Spirit of the living God has to teach you. The Spirit of the living God has to come on the inside of you and set up residence. Once you've accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, once you have been born again and you have been quickened, your spirit has been quickened and made alive, now the Holy Spirit comes on the inside of you. And he begins to reveal things to you directly from God. And when you get into his word, he'll teach you. He's been sent here to lead and guide us into all truth. And he will only speak what he hears the Father say. See, Jesus right now is seated on the right hand of God the Father Almighty in heaven. Get a picture of this. In heaven, you have the throne of God. On his right side, there's Jesus. Jesus. He's seated on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. He's not standing, he's sitting. He's in a position of rest because he's done everything. Before he left, he said, it is finished. Now, where's the Holy Spirit? The Holy Spirit is here with us. He's on the inside of us. He's on the inside of us that are born again. The Spirit of the living God is on the inside of us. See, we are a three-part being like God. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. And the word of God says that man is a spirit. He lives in a body, and he possesses a soul. That's what makes up man, human. Remember, not male or female, human, the species of man. We are spiritual beings living in a human body, and we have a soul. And so here's what is happening. In our spirit, the Holy Spirit comes in when we get born again. He takes up residence with our spirit. And there's a scripture that says the spirit, you know, comes with that spirit, and that tells us that we are the sons and daughters of God. That's why when we see him, we're going to be like him, and we're going to see him as he is. See, and God tells us, he tells us that's our spirit with the Holy Spirit. And see, our spirit is sealed. That means it can't be impacted by the enemy anymore. It can't be impacted at all by the enemy because we belong to God. Now, the enemy can attack us in our body. That's why we're supposed to offer our body as a living sacrifice, holy and blameable and acceptable unto God. God says that's our most reasonable service. And the enemy also can attack our soul. Soul is our mind, our will, and our emotion. Our thinker, our feeler, and our chooser. The things we think about, the emotions that we feel, and the decisions we make, the things we choose. See, those are the two areas that Satan attacks us. He can attack us in our body through sickness and disease, if we're not eating right, getting enough rest, and if we're not praying, and we're not pleading the blood of Jesus over our life, knowing that by the stripes of Jesus, we're already healed. And he can attack our mind if we're not, watch this, renewing our mind with the word of God. You got to renew your mind with the word of God. That means you got to get into these scriptures and you got to begin to meditate and read. That's how this whole system worked. God set it up. It all works that way. God said, I'm going to tell you what to do with your mind, renew it. I'm going to tell you what to do with your body, offer it as a living sacrifice. When you get born again, I got your spirit. It's already taken care of. It's already taken care of because the Holy Spirit is in there and you've been sealed. You've been sealed off, bought with a price through the blood of Jesus. Chapter 4, let's keep going. So the mystery of God was manifest in the flesh, the mystery of godliness. He was justified in the spirit. He was seen of angels. We're talking about Jesus now. Who was manifested in the flesh? God was manifested in the flesh through Jesus. That's what he's talking. This is all about Jesus. God was manifested in the flesh. Then he was justified in the spirit. When Jesus got baptized, the spirit of the Lord came upon him. When John baptized him, as a dove, he came down and lit upon him, signifying that this is the Son of God. And then, not to mention, a voice from heaven came out and said, this is my Son in whom I'm well pleased. That's one of the incidents where you had God the Father speaking from heaven, God the Son, Jesus, getting baptized, and God the Holy Spirit coming down upon Jesus like a dove. See? And he was approving him, certifying him, stamping him as this is my Son in whom I'm well pleased. And that's what he's saying. He was justified in the Spirit. And then it says he was seen of angels. Where was he seen of angels? When he was tempted? Satan tempted him, remember? And the angels had to come and minister to him. And then he preached them to the Gentiles. Well, we know that. All his disciples, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, all the 12 disciples, he preached them to the Gentiles and believed on in the world. What do I mean by believed on? He didn't believe on. They believed on him. They believed on him. There's a mystery there, too. The scriptures didn't say they believed in him. It says they believed on him. And we're going to go into that in another message. They believed on, he was believed on in the world, and finally he was received up into glory. Now, when was he received up into glory? After his resurrection. After he was resurrected from the dead, and he went and talked to the disciples, and some other people, and all these people saw him as witnesses. Eventually, he left. He left, and he went right back up. And the angels were standing by the disciples and said, this same Jesus is going to return. So he was received up in the glory. Up in the glory where? up into heaven where he's seated on the right hand of God right now. He's seated on the right hand of God right now. So when did the Spirit of God come to the earth at Pentecost? Remember, before he left, he said, my Father's going to send you another comforter, and he's going to lead and guide you into all truth. So at Pentecost, when those guys were up in that upper room, those men and women were up in that upper room, and the Spirit of the living God came down upon them, they began to speak in other tongues. That's when the Holy Spirit came to the earth. And the Spirit of God is still here now. He's still here. And I believe that things are being restrained because the Holy Spirit is here. When the Holy Spirit leaves and we get raptured up, literally all H is going to break loose on this earth. And it's not going to be a time for those that are left behind. Chapter 4, verse 1. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly. Watch this. Now I want you all to really listen carefully to this, because I believe we're in the latter days right now. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly, that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith. What does he mean by that? It means fall away. People who used to go to church don't go no more. People who used to pray don't pray no more. People who used to believe in Jesus as the Son of God don't believe no more. There's a great falling away. It's even happening right now. I think it got accelerated with COVID, because a lot of people just don't go to church now, and some churches haven't even reopened. A lot of people, and God is using this time, because he has other media, he has other ways to get the word to people, including this PNN network that we're on right now. God was not surprised by COVID. We were. God is sovereign. He sees all, knows all. He knows everything. Everything. It wasn't a surprise to him that COVID hit us. So now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. Look at that. They're going to leave the faith, being seduced. This is Satan trying to draw people away from the church, trying to draw people away from God, and start believing in doctrines of devils, speaking lies in hypocrisy, literally blaspheming, saying Jesus isn't the Son of God. What are you talking about? God is the air. You know, God is energy. You know, God is this and God is that. There's no Son of God. There's more than one way to God. Those are the type of things you're going to hear in these last days, and you are hearing even now. Speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron. Now look at that. Their conscience are being seared. I don't know if you all have ever touched a hot iron, you know, those things that we used to iron our clothes with back in the day, and some of us still do. I still have an iron and more than an iron. But if you touch that iron when it's very hot, oh, my God, you're going to feel some pain. And it's going to leave a big blister and a big burn. They're conscious of being seared with a hot iron. Forbidding to marry. Now, I'm going to read through this, and I want you all to think about what's going on today. Forbidding to marry. Some people say they just don't want to get married. Why you got to get married? Let's just live together. Let's just try it out. That's happening right now. Forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain from meats. Whoa. Stop, time out. Commanding to abstain from meats. That's so interesting. Out of all the things, what is it about meat? And so today you have this stuff called the impossible meats. You know, they don't want you to eat meat no more. All of a sudden, meat is bad. The scripture was telling, God told us right here that was coming. And that's the oddest thing. What is it about meat that we can't eat meat? Everything that God has created has blessed. Commanding to abstain from meat. You see this thing called the Impossible Burger? You see all this plant-based stuff getting away from meat, which God has created to receive with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth. For every creature of God is good. and nothing to be refused. If it be received with thanksgiving, look at that. Nothing is to be refused if it's to be received with thanksgiving. If it's to be received, that's a condition there. Nothing is to be refused if it be received with thanksgiving. So if you're going to receive with thanksgiving, you can refuse it. But nothing can be refused if it's received with thanksgiving. But it is sanctified, look at that. It is sanctified by the word of God in prayer. So you all better be praying over your food. I always pray on my food. Always. I don't care what it is. Because number one, I don't know who prepared it. Number two, I don't know what's in it. Number three, I'm about to put it in my body, trusting that the person who prepared it had clean hands and didn't put nothing in it that could possibly make me sick or kill me. But God, who knows all things, already knows what's in it. And if something is in it, God can make it where it don't even harm me. That's in the Bible. There's a time when a man got literally bit by a snake and he did not die. It was a poisonous snake. And people were sitting around waiting for him to die, and he did not die. He just shook it off and kept going. See, God knows everything. God, if God had to turn that poison into wine or honey or whatever, it didn't impact him in no way. So we got to give thanks for everything. Forbidding to marry, commanding to abstain from meats, which God hath created to be received with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth. For every creature of God is good, and nothing to be refused if it be received with thanksgiving. For it is sanctified, that word sanctified, it is sanctified, it is blessed, it is separated. It is separated by the word of God and prayer. Sanctification. Separated for the master's use. If thou put the brethren in remembrance of these things, thou shalt be a good minister of Jesus Christ, nourished up in the words of faith and of good doctrine, whereunto thou hast attained. But refuse, look at here, God is about to tell us what we need to do. We need to refuse profane and old wives' fables and exercise thyself rather unto godliness. There's that word again, godliness. So now we know what the mystery of godliness is. Jesus being manifested in the flesh. God being manifested in the flesh in the form of Jesus, being seen by angels, preaching unto Gentiles and believed on in the world, and then received up in the glory. For bodily exercises profiteth little, but godliness is profitable unto all things, having promise of the life that now is and that which is to come. That's the promise that we have. Basically, he's saying believe in Jesus. Believe Jesus is the Son of God. That's exactly what he's saying about godliness. See, that's where our hope comes in, of the life we now have and the life to come. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all exceptions. For therefore we both labor and suffer reproach, because we trust in the living God, who is the Savior of all men, especially of those that believe. That especially of those that believe. Believers believe in their heart that Jesus is the Son of God. Believers obey God. They don't go by necessarily what they see. They go by what God said. Because what you see is temporal, but what God says is eternal. Eternal means it's going to last forever. Like the word of God will last forever. It'll stand the test of time. Because we trust in the living God, verse 10, who is the Savior of all men, especially of those that believe. These things command and teach. Paul is telling them, these are the things I want you to teach. Let no man despise thy youth, but thou be an example of the believers in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, and in purity. Let no man despise thy youth. What he's saying there is don't let men look at you because you're young. You know, you're young, you don't know as much about the word. You know how it is. The age, physical age, has nothing to do with spiritual maturity. I'm going to say that. Physical age has nothing to do with spiritual maturity. Spiritual maturity is a person who studies God's word day in and day out, tries to live it, learns it, loves it, and walks by it, and makes their example, their life as an example of it. That's where you get spiritual maturity. You get into the word. You get into these scriptures. You start meditating. You start asking God, like, God, what do you mean by that? You read a scripture and said, God, what do you mean by that? And you allow the Holy Spirit to speak. Well, how can you do that? You got to listen. Listen. A lot of times we go and pray and we tell God what we want him to do. And then we get up and leave. But we don't take the time to stay there and listen. And listen to see what God wants to say. Prayer is supposed to be a two-way conversation, not a one. Not a one-way conversation. God is patient and he listens to us. We have to be patient and listen for his voice. But God, speak to my heart. What are you saying here? And then the Holy Spirit will say, read it again. And I want you to read it slow. Let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers. Be an example of the believers. Live your life like a believer. How do you do that? In word, in conversations, in charity. Charity is in love. In love, how are you loving on people? You know, it's different types of love. That's a whole other thing we'll teach on. But God's love is unconditional. It comes from the Greek word zoe, the God kind of love. It's unconditional. Man's love is usually conditional, meaning there's something with it. You have to do something for me, I do something for you. I don't love you because of this. But God says, I love you because I love you. God's love is unconditioned. There's nothing you can do to make him love you more, and there's nothing you can't do to make him love you less. He loves you because he's God, and he loves you unconditionally. That's why he gave his son for your life. In spirit, in faith and in purity. That means your integrity. Keep your integrity intact. Do what is right in the sight of God. Come, give attendance to reading, to exhortation, and to doctrine. This is Paul saying, until I come, give attendance to reading. Give attendance to reading. Reading your scriptures. Get into his word. Give attendance. Attend to my word. Incline thine ears to my saying. That's what the word of God says. But they are life unto those that find them, and health and healing to all their flesh. This word is life. This word is health and healing. That's why we are to, watch this, attend or pay attention to it. Pay attention. Pay attention to this word. Give attendance to reading, to exhortation, and to doctrine. Neglect not the gift that is in thee, which was given thee by prophecy, with the laying on of hands of the presbytery. I think that's where they get that Greek root word for Presbyterian. Have you ever heard of a Presbyterian church? That was the first time I ever seen that in the Bible. It says, neglect not the gift that is in thee. But watch this. The gift that is in thee, Paul is talking to Timothy. Timothy, don't neglect the gift that's in thee. This gift was given. Hold on. Look at that. This gift was given by prophecy with the laying on of hands of the presbytery. See? The gift was given by prophecy, number one. By prophecy. You all have a prophet in the house. Just the other day, a man of God who speaks what God is inspiring on his heart, a prophetic word. Think not that is a gift that God has given to the body of Christ, to guide and to give us direction and instructions, which was given thee by prophecy with the laying on of hands of the presbytery. Meditate upon these things. Give thyself wholly to them, that thy property may appear to all. Meditate. Meditate. How do you meditate? You know, the world's got different ways to meditate. Some people sit down in certain religions and cross their legs and hold their fingers up in the air and close their eyes and hum, or, you know, that's what they call meditation. But God's meditation is not like that. God's meditation is simply meditating on this word. What do I mean by meditating? Turning that word over and over. Read the scripture multiple times. Ask God questions. And be sincere that he's going to answer you. Say, Lord, I don't understand this. Read it again. I don't understand it. Read it again. Read it slow. Slow down. Slow down when you read the scriptures. Sometimes we can read things so fast we'll miss it. Slow down. Meditate upon these things. Give thyself wholly to them, that thy profiting may appear to all. In meditation, and give yourself wholly to them, meditate upon these things. What things? The things Paul was just telling us. It's going to be profitable for you. Take heed unto thyself and unto doctrine. Continue in them, for in doing this, thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear thee. You all see that? You'll save yourself and them that hear thee. He's not talking about salvation. We know we were saved by the blood of Jesus. Talking about saving yourself from the hardships of this world, saving yourself from not being, from being outside the word. See, there's protection in the word of God. There's protection in these scriptures. When you operate in these scriptures, there's protection there. But when you step outside these scriptures and begin to do what you would like to do, not understanding that you're being seduced by evil spirits, then you're outside the word of God. And God has great mercy. God has great mercy. But God said that we are to renew our mind with the word of God. And the only way we can renew our mind is we've got to get into these scriptures. And we've got to read them. And we've got to meditate on them. And we've got to pray them. And we've got to act on them. We've got to read. We've got to meditate. We've got to pray. And we've got to act. And read them out loud so that you can hear it. Why? Because faith comes by hearing. Faith comes by hearing. There's something to hearing things. The ear gate is pretty interesting because even God spoke the earth into existence. Let there be light, and there was light. God spoke. God said. In Genesis, throughout, God said. So God is saying something. But what's interesting when God says it, not too long after he says it, he sees it. So he literally created things by speaking it into existence. But what I think interesting is he said it, which means if he said it, those words, when he said it, could be heard by someone that could bring faith on the inside of their heart. What did he speak? He spoke his words. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of who? God. It comes by hearing the word of God. That's why I'm very careful to stay in the scriptures every time I minister. Because I want you to get the word of God so you can get faith. I don't want you to get the word of me. My words don't carry the power that God's words carry. The faith is in his word, not my word. And his word is in this book. We have the mind of Christ right here in our hand. I want you to think for a second. They didn't have a Bible back then. So all their faith, let's think about Abraham. Abraham's faith came because he heard God speaking. It says Abraham believed God, and it was counted unto him as righteousness. Abraham believed God, and it was counted unto him as righteousness. Abraham believed God, and it was counted unto him as righteousness. Now look at that. All Abraham had to do was believe God. He couldn't accept Jesus because Jesus hadn't come yet. So let's take for a moment. If Abraham believed God, and watch this, it was counted unto him as righteousness, we accept Christ to get our righteousness. Look at that parallel. Abraham believed God, and it was counted unto him as righteousness. But we accept Christ to get our righteousness. He became sin for us, Jesus, he who knew no sin, Jesus, so that we, us, could become, watch this, the righteousness of God in him. See, Abraham is in a state of righteousness, and we're also in a state of righteousness. Abraham got his by believing God. We got ours by accepting Jesus. See that parallel there? God is brilliant. I mean, just in this, the way he set this up. That's why in Romans 10:9 it says that if you confess your sins, he's faithful and just to forgive you of your sins and to, watch this, cleanse you from all unrighteousness. Unrighteousness. Righteousness is being in right standing with God. And that is exactly where we want to be at all times. And the way we get in right standing with God is to accept his son, Jesus, as our Lord and Savior. And for those of you who haven't given your life to Christ yet, now is the time. Thousands of years ago, to pay the price for a sin that you were born in. You didn't commit the sin, but you were born in it because our parents, Adam and Eve, disobeyed God. They disobeyed God. And when they disobeyed God, everybody who was born after them was born into sin. Behold, I was born into sin, and in iniquity did my mother conceive me. That's why we have to be, once again, born again unto righteousness. Righteousness is the only thing that eradicates sin. And Jesus, who never sinned, was always righteous, became sin for us. He became sin for us. He who knew no sin. He never knew sin. He never knew it. So, people, God, all I'm saying is this. You got to accept Jesus. For those of you all who are on the phone right now, Jesus is the Christ. Jesus is the Messiah. Jesus is the Son of God. Jesus is waiting on you to accept him. He's praying for you. He's interceding for you. Even though you don't know him, he knows you because he created you. He knows exactly where you're at right now at this very moment. He sent you to hear this message on the phone. This, you're not here by accident. Nothing just happens. God is sovereign. He knew exactly what you needed to hear and exactly what he needed to use me to say. He's sovereign. He knows everything about your life. He knows the very number of hairs that are on your head. That's how detailed God is. Out of all the billions and billions of people on this planet, only God can do that. Only God can know that. But he loves you so, so much. I can't even describe how much he loves you. It's beyond our comprehension. It's a matter of love that man can't give. Only God can give that, and we can experience it. That manner of love is so precious. It'll make you want to study the word. It'll make you want to live a godly life. It'll make you go in tears when you think about just how much he loved you. More than your parents, more than your friends, more than your father and your mother, more than your coworkers, more than your church members. God loves you unconditionally. Nothing can separate you from that. why you got to get into Christ. You've got to give your life to Jesus. For those of you who would like to pray this prayer, who wants to give their life to Christ right now, I want you to pray this prayer. Heavenly Father, I believe that Jesus is the Son of God. I believe that you sent him here to this planet to save us. I believe, Lord God, that you allow him to be crucified on the cross for our sins and for the sins of the whole world. You allowed him to shed his blood and hang on that cross for us. He never sinned. He never did anything wrong. But we have, and you know we have. You knew it then like you know it now. But you allowed your son Jesus to die on that cross for our sins. And then on the third day, you resurrected him. And now he's seated on your right hand right now. I believe that message, Father. I believe this mystery of godliness. I believe these scriptures and I believe your word. And I ask you in the name of Jesus right now to save me, to sanctify me, and to fill me with your spirit, that I may walk and talk and act like you, that I may understand these scriptures, that I may get into this word and begin to live a godly life. Save me, Lord. Save me from all of the troubles and hurts and pains of this world. And I know there will still be there, those, but I also know I will have a blessed hope that one day I will be present forever. Thank you, Father, for hearing my prayer and answering my prayer. I believe in my heart that you raised Jesus from the dead. Thank you for saving me. I give you all praise and glory and honor. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, praise God. And I can say to you all, welcome to the family. God has been waiting for such a time as this. This day was already mapped out in his mind long before it ever happened. He knows you, he loves you, and he cares about you unconditionally. It's not about what you've done and what you haven't done. It's all about accepting Jesus as your Lord and Savior. God knows where you're at. He knows what you're dealing with. He knows what you're going through. All you have to do is cry out to him and ask him to save you. Ask him to give you wisdom. If it's a situation or a circumstance where you don't know what to do, say, God, give me wisdom. And he may just speak it to you. He may send you to a scripture in the Bible, or he may send somebody to you to help you. Be very sensitive. We don't know what way God is going to answer, but we do know God will answer. And always remember, God's delays are not God's denials. Just because it doesn't come right away when you think it should come, that doesn't mean God has denied your request. That simply means you have to trust and be patient with him. Remember, God don't live in time. God lives in eternity. And in eternity, time doesn't exist. We live in time. Everything we do is based on the clock. We eat at a certain time. We sleep at a certain time. We go to work at a certain time. We live at a certain time. We die at a certain time. Everything we do is in this realm of time. God lives in eternity. Time doesn't exist. So we cannot place expectations on God to move by a certain time, because God will move when he chooses. And trust me, it'll be right on time when he does it. It'll be exactly what is needed for you. You just got to trust him. Trust him that he will do exactly what he said he would do. And the way you trust him, you get into this book, you get into this word, you get into these scriptures, you meditate on those promises. A lot of times I say, God, but you said that though my beginnings are small, my latter end shall be great. Father, you said this in your word. I'm putting him in remembrance of his word. You said that you know the plans you have for me, the plans to prosper me, the plans to give me a hope in the future. This is what you said, Lord. I didn't say this. This is what you said. It's right here in the book. It's right here in the scripture. These are the promises you made to me. And I'm so grateful and thankful that you're working on them right now. And I'm patient. I'm learning patience, Lord. We can't rush God. We can't force the hand of God. We can't make God do anything at a certain time that we want him to do. We just have to trust and rest and be assured that these promises are exactly what he said he would do. And you'll see it throughout the Bible where God always did what he said. He promised Abraham to be the father of many nations. Today, Abraham is the father of many nations. God did exactly what he said. God would never go back on his word. He can't. He can't. That's the sovereign God we serve. And Father, I thank you, Lord God. I pray that it blessed the hearers who heard it. I pray that it gets deep on the inside of the hearts of those that heard it and that they be moved to do something, moved to pray, moved to meditate, moved to read the scriptures, and moved to act on the word. Father, I pray that as they take this message and they get into the scriptures and begin to see the truth, that you will begin to mold and shape their heart to fulfill the purpose that you called them to from the beginning of time. And Father, we give you all the honor, all the glory, and all the praise, and we thank you, Father. Thank you for just another time to share your word with each other. And Father, I pray, Lord God, that you continue to let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight. Father, you are our strength and our redeemer. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen tonight. Amen for such a beautiful word on tonight. We give God thanks. We give God praise. Amen. That the woman of God, as the man of God, just began to show us in the scriptures the great love that our Father has for us. And we give God thanks. We give God praise. And I tell you, as the word was going forth, it's like you just sat there encompassed by the love of God. I don't know about anybody else, but I could just literally feel his great love towards me and just feeling his great love towards us, putting us in remembrance, people of God, that we must be mindful for the work that he's already done, people of God, for the work that he has already done. He doesn't have to redo anything. He doesn't have to redo anything. And we thank God, amen, because the plan, the purpose, the rights of God is already already laid out for us. All we got to do is come to it. As the man of God said, receive the Lord Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. And there we begin to walk in the newness of life, in the newness of life, amen. I love it. Man of God, you said so much on tonight. Glory to God. I always have to constrain myself because I always want to go back and pull out and look at and, amen, Jesus, but we don't want to do that, amen. We know order, amen. But I tell you, for the things that have already been spoken and declared into the hearing of the people, amen, we're going to let it sit right there and let them marinate on it, amen, and not overshadow them with what I got, but we want them to hold on to what they got from the Lord, amen. Praise so God. We give God thanks, and we give God praise on tonight for you and people of God, amen. If there was anyone tonight, glory to God, that did give their hearts to the Lord, even as the man of God said on last night, if you are looking for a church home and you don't know of anywhere. And if you gave your life to the Lord, even as the man of God said, reach out to me. Reach out to me, people of God, and hopefully I can direct you. Amen. Depending on where you are, can certainly try and direct you to someone in your area. We've had so many awesome speakers that have come to this line. So many awesome speakers all over the world, literally all over the world. And somebody somewhere, glory to God, we trust and believe, holds this word of truth. And if you're looking for a church home, amen, we want to try to help you to get to where you need to be so that you can grow. Amen. You can grow in the grace of God because we are the planting of the Lord. Amen. And wherever the Lord plants us, that's where we will grow. So we bless God tonight. We thank God tonight again for this word. Thank God for this man of God on tonight. God bless you, man of God. God bless you tonight. We thank God for you. We thank God for this word. Amen. Glory to God. And because we are live on tonight, people of God, we just want to ask if there is anyone the man of God has already, amen, offered unto you, amen, salvation. Glory to God. If there's anyone, as we forestated, that are looking for a church home, amen, you can certainly reach out to us. Now, if there's anyone that desires prayer, if there's anyone that desires prayer on tonight, the man of God will take prayer requests tonight. You can press *6. Press *6. Yes. Come over to the platform if you have any prayer requests on tonight. Prayer requests for yourself. Prayer requests, amen, for your loved ones. Anyone tonight, you can simply press *6 and come over to the platform side. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. I don't see anyone on the platform tonight. Glory to God. But we give God thanks, and we just give God praise on tonight for you again, man of God. We thank God for you. Thank you for your commitment to be with us every Friday night. We thank God for you. Amen. You made that vow unto the Lord, and thank God for it, because we're certainly reaping and gleaning from the charge that the Lord has given you. So we thank God for you tonight. We bless God for you tonight. Amen, Jesus. We thank God for your time, your commitment, and again, for your dedication. Amen. Glory be to God. And we're going to ask again.
Amen.
Yes.
So I just said amen.
Okay, yes. God. Yes, sir. So we're going to ask again. We're going to ask our advisor, Minister Ali Booker, if she will come and bless you tonight. We do, again, thank God for you. We appreciate you so much, man of God. Listen, we pray that you're able to come before she comes. Amen. We pray that you're able to come to the appreciation celebration, which will be, again,
yes,
people of God, July the 8th. We pray, listen, we're hoping that we can get several of our speakers that have come to the lines throughout these 3 years. So we certainly hope you're able to come to be with us. It's going to be July the 8th, Saturday, July the 8th at 10 a.m. Saturday, July the 8th at 10 a.m. And we really do hope that you're able to come and be with us and meet and greet some of the people who have been listening to you on our Friday night. Amen. Glory to God.
Amen.
We'll be sure, if you don't have a flyer, we'll be certainly glad to get a flyer to you. And people of God, if you do not have a copy of the flyer, we would like to have a copy. Amen. Text these numbers. Amen. The same numbers that you text to get copies of the broadcast. As well tonight, if you'd like a copy, you can certainly text us at 912-257-3918. And again, that's 912-257-3918. Also, you can text us at 678-608-7233. 6784. Again, that's 678-608-7234. Texas people of God, again, if you would like to have a copy of the broadcast or if you would like to have a copy of our flyer, of our appreciation flyer, three-year appreciation flyer, Texas, and we'll certainly send it to you on your phone so that as you tell people about it, you can as well send them a copy. Amen. Glory be to God. So we bless God tonight. We bless him. We thank him. Amen, Jesus, again, for you, man of God, for your attention, your time to come and be with us here at the Prayer News Network Global. Amen. So at this time, we're going to ask Minister Ali Booker if she would come and pray the blessing. Amen. Over you. Amen. Your ministry for tonight. God bless you, Minister Ali. Amen. We've been having problems with our system. Amen, Jesus. She may not be able to get over on tonight.
Praise God.
But we want to go ahead and bless you tonight, man of God. Father, we thank you tonight. We thank you. We thank you for this time. We thank you for this opportunity that we can come together to break bread. This time, oh God, that we could sit and that we can learn of you.
Yeah.
This time, oh God, that you would unveil yourself, unveil your plan unto us. And Father, for this we give you thanks. For this we give you praise. We're thanking you for wisdom. We thank you for knowledge. We thank you, oh God, for understanding. Father, we're thanking you tonight for the great price, Christ, you gave your life, oh God, that we would have eternal life. You gave your life that we would not just exist in this earth, but that we would live. And Father, we thank you. We bless you now. We're thanking you, oh God, for impartation. We thank you for all that you've given us on this night, all that our ears have heard. We're thanking you, oh God, for understanding. In the precious name of Jesus. Now, Father, we're asking that you would look upon your servant. We're asking that you look upon him even now in thy precious name, Jesus. Father, we're thanking you on tonight, glory to God, for the ministry that you've placed within him. We give you thanks. We give you praise. Yes. Now, Father, we're asking that you would yet the more cover and shield him, we pray. In the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you on tonight, glory to God. Mm-hmm. We're asking, oh, glory be to God, hallelujah, to continue to let your light shine upon him in thy precious name, Jesus. We're thanking you on tonight. We're thanking you for fullness. We're thanking you for manifestation of your servant even now in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We thank you, oh God, that even as you're being formed within him, we're thanking you, glory to God, for the doors. We're thanking you for opening doors, oh God, doors that he would be able to go and that he would be able to declare you unto a dying world. We give you thanks.
Yes.
We give you praise. Eva. Woo, bo, bo, say God, we glory Bohosa, we glory Abahaya. Woo, we glory Abba, we glorify you on tonight. We glorify you on tonight for your word.
Yes.
We glorify you, oh God, for you, oh God, that is within him, that as he speak these words, as he declare your word, oh God, your word, oh God, that is life, your word that is spirit. And we give you thanks and we give you praise. We thank you for what you're doing in him. We're thanking you, oh God, for what you're doing in his life. We're asking that you bless him now. We're asking that you cover him. We thank you for the ministry that you place within him in the precious name of Jesus. Now, Father, we're asking that you would hide him behind your precious cross. Father, cover him. Let your glory cover him. Let your glory shield him. We pray in the precious name of Jesus. Father, glory be to God in the name of Jesus. Father, we're thanking you now. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you for great success that you cause to rest upon him. We thank you for your great grace, oh God, to bring him through, bring him out of every situation. We're thanking you for your lifting. We're thanking you, oh God, in the precious name of Jesus. We thank you. We bless you for what you're doing in his life, for what you're doing in the life of his family, for what you're doing, oh God, in his ministry. We give you thanks. We give you praise. We thank you, oh God, for touching him even the more, crown of his head to the sole of his feet. We bless you. We thank you for him now. Glory to God. We thank you, oh God, for every good and perfect gift that you rest upon him. Thank you for meeting his every need, his every desire. Father, for this we give you thanks. We do give you praise. In thy precious name, Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. God bless you again, man of God. And we thank God for you again. We can't say thank you enough. Amen, Jesus. We want to ask, amen, Jesus, for you, amen, to take the platform now, amen, and for further remarks and for the blessing and the dismissal of the line. For we know God is blessed on tonight, his people. And we thank God for, again for you. And for your obedience. God bless you. You have the platform on tonight.
Well, praise God. Well, people of God, once again, I just want to say this. Get into God's word. Stay in the scriptures. Stay focused and meditate on his word. And I ask, oh, merciful Father, I beseech you, forgive us all, Lord God, for everything, for all our known and unknown things that we've done in thought, word, deed, or action. Anything that we've done that wasn't pleasing in your sight, Lord God. Heavenly Father, I pray that every person that heard this message tonight will know that the blood has covered them, has covered everything they could have done or haven't done, Lord God. The blood of Jesus, because you loved us with your precious love, Lord God. Let us continue to meditate in your word, Lord God, and commend ourselves unto all actions of that blessed protection that you have provided for us, that whether we live or die to your glory, Lord God. And we thank you, Father, for the precious blood that bought our salvation, and that's the blood of Jesus. And, Father, we ask you that you continue to bless our going out and our coming in, and grant to us whatsoever we shall think, speak, or take in any day. Father, continue to let our words be pleasing in your sight. We ask all these things, that as we go throughout the rest of this weekend and this week, that you will continue to be with us, because you said you will never leave us nor forsake us. We thank you for it right now, Lord. And Father, I count blessings upon everyone that heard this word tonight. Bless their families, bless their jobs, bless their homes. Bless everything they touch, Lord God. Keep them safe and secure in your word. We thank you for it right now. Open up their hearts and their eyes to continue to see you in all things. And let the words of their mouth and the meditation of their hearts be acceptable in your sight. Continue to be their strength and their redeemer. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. God bless you, people of God. That does conclude tonight's broadcast. We want to invite you to come on back tomorrow night. Come on back, come on back, come on back tomorrow night. Amen, Jesus. And let us hear, amen, the conclusion of the whole matter. God bless you tonight. We thank God for you. And we will see you, hear you on tomorrow night. Blessings to each of you. In Jesus' name.
Bless you.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.